Ireland Baldwin chats her abortion, I chose me, and I would choose me again. By Alana Mastrangelo on June 28, 2022. Ireland Baldwin says she got an abortion because she knows exactly what it felt like to be born between two people who hated each other. Referring to her parents, actors Alec Baldwin and Kim Basinger. I chose to get an abortion, because I know exactly what it felt like to be born between two people who hated each other. Baldwin revealed in a TikTok video Sunday. She went on to explain that she was in an unhappy relationship with her boyfriend when she became pregnant. Adding, he made it pretty clear that he never wanted kids or marriage. He barely wanted to be in a serious relationship. Could I have had that baby and put that baby up for adoption? Maybe. Maybe not, Baldwin added. But choosing to raise a baby without my own financial security, without a loving and supportive partner, that wasn't gonna work for me. I chose me, and I would choose me again. It's your life, it's your choice, she added. Elsewhere in the video, Baldwin mentioned that she was raped when she was a teenager, although she did not mention getting pregnant as a result of the rape. I was raped when I was a teenager, and I was completely unconscious when it happened, and it changed the course of the rest of my life, she said. I spiraled, Baldwin added. I lost control of my life. I drank a lot more. I partied a lot more. I self-medicated. I was in other abusive and toxic relationships and friendships. I pretty much did everything I could to distract myself. While pro-abortion activists continuously use rape and incest as an excuse to justify killing unborn children, just 1% of women get an abortion because they became pregnant through rape, and less than 0.5% do so because of incest, USA Today noted in 2019. According to Live Action, roughly 80% of abortions are elective or for no reason. Baldwin is just one of many celebrities sharing their support for killing unborn children in response to the Supreme Court overruling Roe v. Wade on Friday, holding in the Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization case that the Constitution does not include a right to abortion, thus returning the issue of abortion laws and regulations to state legislatures. After the overruling was announced, a cohort of celebrities took to social media, where they issued unhinged diatribes in reaction to the reality that not as many killings will transpire in a post-Roe America. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.